Welcome to Life by Design. On this podcast, we explore ideas on self-improvement and living with intention, amongst other things. My name is Otto Abasi-Basi, and I am honored to be your host. In my early teens, I became obsessed with personal development as a path to growth, success, and happiness. Today, I am a full-stack creative and entrepreneur, using my skills to help people and businesses live up to their potential. And my passion for self-development is still going strong, albeit more nuanced. And now I share what I learned as I build a life by design. If there was an overarching theme to all that I do, it would be the art of being, the act of creating, and the space in between. I have always been interested in how we live, how we create, and how those two things interact with and inform each other. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and thank you for listening. Well, hello there, and welcome to the show. Welcome to Wednesday's Ramble. Just an episode where I talk at length, kind of free flow, and explore the ideas that I expressed in the last podcast and in the last blog post for this week. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the past few weeks, and finding consistency and creating and putting out content and embarking on this journey, and realizing that a sort of theme is coming together as far as, I guess, where my head is at and what I want to talk about and explore. And that is around the idea of creativity and, you know, different things lining up to that. So we're talking about, you know, reclaiming. I spoke about how to reclaim your passion. I've spoken about, you know, the importance of doing your own thing, of having your things that are creative that you're working on building your stack, on creating perpetually, on the levels and layers of creative thinking and operation. And so, we're just going to continue in that vein and keep exploring what it means to be creative and what it means to be productive. Because obviously, if you want to create a life by design, a big part of that is building your life around the things that you love to do, that you are great at, and that you hopefully are monetizing. And, you know, that's where all of us would like to be, right? Or at least most of us would like to be in a place where you monetize your life, your skills, your abilities, and your value to the world. And if you're going forward in doing that, in trying to build and put things together, then it is, you know, important that you are able to get things done. Because obviously, if you can get things done, then you can build, right? You're going to do the first thing, and then you're going to do the next thing, and then on and on until you eventually get to your place of success, or at least your place of operation and being. But it all hinges on the ability to be able to sit down and get things done. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the blog post. So this blog post from 2017, that was around the time I was just restructuring my business and learning how to streamline what I do and properly productize it and package it and present that. And it was quite, I think it was the half year of 2016, from about June to about the end of the year, because I ended up launching in January, the first week of January in 2017. And I really remember having to say no to going out a lot and doing a lot of things that I used to do at the time, just so that I could spend a lot of time. It was my first time really going through the process of, okay, thinking over the past previous years of the work I was doing and the clients I had worked with and the jobs I had had and my experience within the design industry, and figure out what I needed to do next to grow and to evolve. And, you know, that took a lot of, you know, brainstorming, a lot of thinking, a lot of researching, a lot of analyzing, to eventually come to what I defined everything as. And the thing I needed to do and get done at the time was get my website sorted. So I had my domain name, you know, for a long time, but for about a couple of years, there was just nothing on there. You know, and imagine being a, well, yeah, I was a designer without a real portfolio. I think I had one on Behance at the time, but I didn't have anything on my personal website. I also wasn't doing websites then. I could design and I was designing stuff, but I wasn't building any websites at the time. I had relied on other people for that. I mean, I did run my blog off WordPress, and I knew how to work with WordPress and the technology. But you know, as a service, and just my general skill level and knowledge base was quite low or non-existent. So there were a lot of things. But at this point I decided, you know what, listen, I am familiar enough. I can hack it. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work through, I'm going to strategize around my brand and figure out what I'm doing. And then I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to refresh the brand. I'm going to create this website and it's going to have all these things. I'm going to have a portfolio and wah, 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 all of that stuff. And so this was something that was important. And now at the time as well, I was not great at managing my time and, just the way I did business at the time. So I would always be very busy. I would always be almost burnt out. I would always be, just preoccupied with clients' work, especially. And if you're a business person, you know that it is just as important to work on your business as it is to work in your business. And I was definitely falling into the trap of working in my business the whole time and not taking the time to work on my business. So I had to relearn that and push myself to actually take the time and put it aside to work on this business and, you know, figure out what I wanted to do. And I did it, and it was a cool 6 months. And in that time, I learned a lot about, and I'm still learning and improving how to balance, you know, working on the business, working in the business, managing clients and managing what you need to do. And, you know, the kind of the important, but not urgent kind of work that you have to do, the stuff that actually has the impact. Because if you spend all your time working on clients or working on fulfillment, then, you know, you spend all your time building other people's businesses and providing service, but not necessarily growing yourself or evolving yourself. So there has to be that balance, and each has to be, well, actually one is more important than the other, but we have to get to the space where we really give our, you know, our things its due. So a couple of principles and things that I learned, and I guess, you know, if you listen to the last podcast, you will hear what I'd written, but I will just talk about each step. And the first thing I mentioned was a long-term intent. I'm a big believer in looking at things with a long scale in mind, just for perspective. And a big believer that the moves that you make and the things that you do should stack on each other, meaning that they should somehow connect. So what you're doing now should be a bit of a foundation for the thing you're gonna do next, and so on and so forth, or at least provide new opportunities and spring points. So having a sense of a long-term intent, obviously I understood that, okay, listen, what I'm really doing here is, you know, relooking at my business and restructuring things and trying to reposition and move forward. That is the long-term goal here. And one of the important things in getting that done is working on the website and getting that done. So, I mean, it tied in quite well because I did a lot of brand strategy and brand, you know, reflection for myself, and getting that big picture and being like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where it's going. But this is where I'm going to start, and this is what the website must look like. So that is very important, because you want to know that what you're working on is not just relevant for now, but it's relevant for the future, and it is an investment that you're making in yourself. The second thing I spoke about was the idea of relevance for today. So it's good and great if something will be amazing down the line, but we also need to know that today, here and now, this would change my life. This thing is important, not just for the future, but it's important for today. And for me, it was like, okay, listen, yeah, I know the big picture, but today, if I have a website up, it'll be great. I can direct clients there. I can have all my pricing and all that stuff and services on there. They can see my work. I can explain the process. I can eventually use it to do all these other things. And so it was very important for today, and I knew exactly what I was getting done. So all of this is just basically establishing a reason for what you're doing. And, you know, just defining your why, which is always very important. And then the next thing you got to do is just commit. Like, you just got to do it, and you do whatever it takes to get it done. And for me at the time, it meant saying no to friends, saying no to parties, saying no to outings. And I mean, I work during the week, and I was quite busy during the week with clients and all these different things. And in the evenings or over the weekend, when I had time to myself, I would take the time out to do what I needed to do, because I needed to do quite a bit of research. I needed to read and study and look at all these things, look at all these books, and start to apply that to what I had going on. And I just had to do the work. I just had to commit the time. At first, I thought it was only going to be about 2 months of work. It ended up going on for about six. And obviously, there were varying levels of pushing, but I was really focused on it for about 6 months, consistently working on it and getting it done, and eventually got it done. And so working on it over like such a huge length of time, you kind of figure that to make it sustainable, that you have to break it up to parts. So it was quite a big project. You know, I'm doing strategy and design and building this website, doing all these things. It was definitely going to be a long, long process. So I had to break it up and work through it systematically. So if I remember correctly, I probably still have the notes somewhere. I hoard stuff. So I probably still have my notes. I have notes from like many years back. I probably have those notes from the time I was working on this. But I remember chunking it to, there was a section where I just did brand stuff and defined my brand and did some vision casting and dream weaving and all of that. And then after that, I obviously had to do the design and work in the design. Then I had to look at themes and find one that I liked. And then, kind of break down each page of the website, do my wireframes, try and flesh out content, draft stuff, put together, the designs and material for the portfolio, put together some sort of content plan. There were all these different things, but I had written all of them in their different chunks and pieces. And so I just worked on them. And the good thing about that was that it gave me an organized way to go through the whole process. And so I generally knew where I was and what needed to be done and what I was doing at the time. So having that sense of direction was great, and knowing that I'm going to start from point A and eventually work my way through the alphabet to point Z and able to move the time forward. And it helped in working, even when I was busy doing all these other things and creating all these other and projects and dealing with clients and doing life stuff, was that, even during the week or during my day, sometimes I'll just have like 30 minutes free or a small chunk of time where I was waiting for something. And then I'll just look at all those little chunks I had defined and try and work on something, whether it was a bit of research I needed to do, or it was, just quickly making a sketch or quickly drafting a paragraph. Whatever I needed to do, I would just fill the little pockets of time I had with some of those things. And it worked out great, because I would, work out all the kinks and issues I was having with design or with the way I was setting things up. And then by the time I was able to now get the full day or 2 days or half day, good chunk of time to actually work, I would have already like laid the groundwork by doing all these things and put them in place. So by the time I sat down to work, I would just breeze through. And I was already doing that then, but I've seen this idea kind of illustrated somewhere else recently. I think it was Ali Abdaal's course on productivity for creatives. And he mentioned the idea of putting systems in place around production. So having templates, having your whole process set up and documented, and you know, all of that really just helps keep you organized, helps make the work smoother. And, you know, so, you know, I can steal time during the week to, I mean, if I see something great, I can record it, I can put it down, I can mark it as an idea for a blog post. I can spend a chunk of 30 minutes drafting out something quickly or working on headlines or fine tuning something. But, you know, chunking and organizing and specking out the work allows you to, like I said, know where you are, know what you're doing. And, you know, you can be productive in the little small times that you can steal here and there. And perseverance. That was the next thing. Persevere. You just got to persevere. It's sometimes it's hard. But learn to endure, learn to endure, and just push. You're just going to push until you get it done and you come out the other side. And the funny thing is that the last stretch generally tends to be the hardest. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Like, finishing anything always seems to just take almost as long as everything else. I'm not sure why that is, but I mean, at the end, there is just so much. You've got to dot the I's and cross the T's and do your quality control and test and fix errors and put in details, and it was just a lot. So I remember the final stretch for me was about, I gave it a full week. I think it was the first week of the year. Obviously, client work was kind of slow, or at least people were still at holiday and coming back. So I just spent that free week I had, and that was all I did every day, just working and working, and eventually till I got it done and dusted, which was phenomenal. That feeling was so great, eventually getting that website done, because it wasn't just the website, it was just a combination of all the things and all the steps and all the other things I had to figure out and do to get there. And it was wonderful, man. So I remember the evening that I pushed play and published it online. I went out, I got myself a bottle of bubbly, and I had some friends over, and I just chilled and enjoyed my evening, really just basking in the afterglow of a job well done and a project come to conclusion. And yeah, those were the lessons I really learned from that first time of really getting that important thing done. And I wanted to document it just as a reminder to myself, and, you know, as an inspiration to anyone who might be struggling with finding the time to actually focus and get the important things done in their lives. Because obviously it's easy to do stuff that you paid for, or that you are, you know, you have that, it's a job or it's school. But when it's like you, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a creative person, or something personal, then it's just, you know, you really got to build up that muscle of getting things done and being productive. And this week I've written around the same vein, just tips on, you know, how to manage your time as a creative. And I wrote a part one, and there will be a part two coming, because there were just so many ideas and so many things that I've learned and experienced that have helped me, that I've received and gotten from, like, you know, different courses, different YouTube channels, different books, and all of that. And in the vein of, you know, this theme of talking about creativity, talking about getting things done, you know, you have to manage your time. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days in the week. Some people are able to get so much done. You know, I look at, people who have jobs and also YouTube channels and side hustles and businesses on the side, and, you know, still make time to learn new skills and do all these different things. And it's just crazy how productive some people can be. And I have been, you know, studying and exploring this for a few weeks now, a few months, and, you know, just implementing and fine tuning and making my productivity even better and more effective. And in this part one, I think I highlighted about 5 different things that as principles work. So as far as time management, right, it's going to vary from person to person. You know, your life is different from my life. You probably have different opportunities and different responsibilities. But certain principles, track pretty well. And if you keep these in mind, you can now design your own schedule, your own way of getting things done. But the first thing, like, you have to do, and something that struck me so powerful, I think I wrote about it earlier in the year, was, you know, the idea of rejecting the myth of I don't have time. Because when you think about the stuff you want to do, and you know, especially when we talk about the important projects that are not you know, urgent, like getting your website done as a designer, you know, it's easy to say I don't have time. Like, yo, I've got so much client work, I've got this thing to do and that thing to do, and it's such a knee-jerk response. But you know, you reach for that excuse so easily. But the truth is, more often than not, it's really just an excuse, right? What we are saying is that I can't be bothered to make the time for it. We're just abdicating, you know, our responsibility. And so once you kind of understand that, it's like, yo, reject that idea of like, I don't have time. You have, all you have is time. It's a matter of how you're using it. If this was really important to you, you will make the time to do it. And obviously that, you know, relates to everything, not just work and productivity, just life in general. So yeah, you have to shift to the mentality of making time. You know what needs to get done, make the time for it. You know, do an audit of your time, figure out how you're working, figure out where you're wasting time, where you can cut stuff off. Make time for the stuff that's important. If you have to steal it from somewhere, if you have to say no to something else, if you have to wake up earlier or go to bed later or delegate or run away, do whatever you need to make the time to get it done, because it is absolutely within your control and absolutely your responsibility to make the time for the things that you need to do. And what you got to do as well is protect the downtime. You know, we are not trying to get more productive and trying to get more effective just so we can spend all that time working. No, we are actually doing it so we can find more time to rest. We can find more time to do the things we want, to live life on our own terms. And I'm a big advocate of rest. I've written about rest and written about doing nothing and going fallow and unplugging, and all of that is hugely important. I know burnout very well, and I've burnt out a lot of times, and it's always due to me not protecting the downtime. It's due to me just letting work run out of control and just running at too high a pace for way too long, and you know, just getting injured at the end of the day. So the idea around being productive is not so that we can spend all our time working, but so that we get the work done and we have time to do us, to play, to have leisure, to do whatever that, you know, we want to do. Energy is another huge thing, right? You want to conserve energy, and that's why you rest. And a lot of time management is really about energy management. And if you start looking at that, you want to look at your day and try and figure out, when am I at my best? Some people are early risers. I am not one of them. I come alive at night. There's something about the night air that just feels clear, and just there's less psychic pressure in the atmosphere, and you know, things flow for me at night. A lot of people at night, they are tired, they can't do anything, they prefer to work early in the morning. But you got to know what your rhythms are and what you do, and work as much as possible according to that. So you know, generally the principle here is do your most important tasks at the point in time when you have the most energy, you know. So do the work with a big capital W, when you're fresh. So the actual creative meat and bones, do it at the time. It's often recommended that you do it, you know, 2 to 5 hours, first hours of your day, first chunk of your day, get that done. And then you can schedule the more rote routine things like checking email, messaging people, connecting, having meetings, all that stuff later when your energy is kind of lower, or you know, you've done what you need to do. But yeah, you've got to protect your energy, man, and keep it fresh and divert that energy into what you need to do. The big thing, number three, the big foundational concept is the idea of building your life around the core important things. It is very easy to not deliberately build a life, and then your life ends up being built for you, you know, around work, around your career, around the needs and intentions and demands of other people. And you know, if you want to live a life by design, then you need to build your life so that on a baseline level, you are touching on the most important things. which is why it's important to, you know, bake your goals and your projects into your habits. Because if I say, okay, listen, as part of my daily routine, as part of my life, I write for the first 2 hours when I wake up, and then I go about my day and do my work. If that was my schedule, for instance, I have baked an important thing to me, which would be creating or maybe writing a book at the time or whatever it is. And that is just part of my life. That is just part of my routine, and my life is built around it. So it's just basically build the habits, build the schedule, build the timetable, build the processes to make sure that the most important things to you are featured in your day. They are somewhere there. If you're not making, maybe it's learning, maybe it's researching, maybe it's whatever, but those important things have to actually have a time in your timetable and have a dedicated space for them. So yeah, schedule these things into your day, because how you live your days is how you live your life, and all these things will stack up. So you really got to look like, what's actually going to move me forward? It might be, you know, working on your business. It might be creating new products. It might be going down a new, you know, rabbit hole with your career. It might be studying or networking or, you know, pitching or reaching out. That most important thing, schedule it. Make it the place where you put your best energy and make sure that it gets done. And next is block the time. Block the time. As creatives, we know very well that we need long amounts of time to get anything properly done. There's a whole idea, I think it was Paul Graham who wrote about this, the maker's schedule and the manager's schedule are very different. The maker needs hours and hours of time just to even make a dent in the work. Sometimes people think, like, especially with design, sometimes things happen quickly. I mean, and they can happen quickly depending on your level of skill and, you know, depending on your processes. But at the same time, to really solve a problem, to really build a thing, it takes hours, it takes a long time of really sinking into the problem, of sketching, of researching, of really, you know, trying to figure out. Sometimes we're learning as we go, you know, and that requires time. That requires hours and hours of deep work, of focused periods of time. And so you just have to block out that time. You have to protect the work and protect the space. And in our attention deficit world, the ability to just focus and get things done is more important than ever. It's so easy to reach for the phone. It's so easy to reach for distraction. It's so easy to open the app. But if you're able to just sit down and get things done, you know, your life will be so much better for it. So put the phone away, shut off the internet if you can, close the door, let people leave you alone. Do whatever you need to do to get it done. And if you're not used to this, it might be difficult at first, you know, but over time you will learn to enjoy and relish the flow state of just sitting down and getting things done, because you're able to go deep. And when you go deep, you dig deep and you learn, and you actually come out of that time with tangible, powerful things done. And that just leads to greater fulfillment. Those are some of the ideas I explored in this blog post around time management and, you know, getting things done. And next week I'll talk more about, you know, some more ideas and different things we can do. Maybe it'll even be three parts, but I think we'll keep it at two. But there's important things to keep in mind, like, you know, like the Pareto principle, you know, 20% of the things that we do give 80% of the results. So, you know, cut down what you do and focus on the most important things, which also speaks really, really nicely to the idea of the one thing by Gary Keller. I had to look to the side to see the name. But one of my favorite books of all times. And he really highlights the idea of doing the one thing and doing the most important thing. You know, ideas like making some of the things you do dual purpose, at least. So, and also like reclaiming lost time, like when you're cooking, when you're traveling, when you're bathing, when you're chilling, when you're cleaning. I mean, that can be time you're learning, man. Listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, all of that stuff. You know, ways of making even your downtime and your relaxing time productive. Not productive as in creating necessarily, but although you could actually do that, but also just in ways that feed to your actual productive space when you get back into it, and all in all. But we'll dig into these things deeply, next week. These are just a few ideas around getting things done. So with that, I think I am done chatting for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and hope you are being creative and productive, and that some of the ideas we've spoken about here have given you pause to think and ideas to implement moving forward. So thank you for listening. If you've listened all the way through, have a great day, have a great week, remain blessed, remain awesome, and we'll chat again next week. Cheers. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want more, feel free to check out other episodes on the podcast, or check out my website as well, otobasibasi.com. That's otobasibasey.com. There's hundreds of blog posts on there. I've got playlists on there, as well as video interviews and books that I wrote as well. So just check out what I'm into, check out what I do, and there's probably something in there that will give you value as well. Once again, thank you for listening, and I'll check you on the next episode.